Vayter in Shas. Remember, see the Kuf test picking up on the top of the page about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok the Hilik Mishnah. Makaba Sadam Chaver Lashana Moata. Someone goes and he leases a field from his friend for a few years. Rashi explains it means it's talking about less than 7 years. Loizer and a Pishdan do not sow in it, do not plant in it flax. Because flax, Rashi says, it weakens the ground and it doesn't go back until 7 years. And if you're not doing it for that amount of time, then it's not going to be able to get its strength back. For in Lobako Shikma, now that it doesn't have the beams that come from the Shikma, the sycamore. They have trees that grew over there, and that type of tree would be grown in order for what? It didn't have fruit that came from it, but its branches were used for beams for construction. But after going, you would cut them. It would take 7 years for it to get back to its original size. If you're taking it for less than 7 years, you can't take it. Kibble Menal design Shana, if you took it for 7 years, then Shana Bishono, these are in a pitch under in the first year. Make sure that you go out and you plow this, plant this flax stuff, because it needs time to be able to regenerate. VHBL chorus, Shikman, also you have those. You could use those beams over there in order to be able to, because it's going to take 7 years to go back, and you have for 7 years. Amar Abaye, B'kor Shikma Ein Lo, says he doesn't have rights to the Kor Shikma, B'shevach Shikma Yeshel, but does have room, he does get rights to the Shevach, to the growth that comes from it during the time period that he's there. Right, so we're saying that even though, let's say it only grew 50, it's only at 50% of its abilities, but if it grew to 60% or 70% during that time period, or 80%, whatever it is, he should be able to get paid for the amount that it went up in value over there because he gets the shevach of it. Rava Amar, I feel the shevach shikma in Amin. So what are you talking about? You can't take it, nothing to talk about, and then we get shevach. Meisvei, Rava is the one, Abai says that he gets the shevach, and Rava says he doesn't. Meisvei, so now they get us a kasha on Rava because Rava is saying he doesn't get any improvement, no sort of shevach over there. We're going to see from a Bryce, it seems to be that he does, like Abaye. What you going to say to that? Says the Gemara, Makaba Sadam Mechaver, someone leases a field from his friend. Begiyaz Manu, let's say it comes time to leave. Shamanlo, then we evaluate and we assess for him. What are we exactly are we assessing over here? My love, Shamanlo, Shevach Shikma, doesn't mean that we're assessing the value that went up in the Shikma that he gets paid for it, like Abaye said. Says Gemara, lo, not so. Shamanlo, Yarkov Silko, he says for him, the value of the greens and the beets that are growing in the field when he leaves. Right, these are certain crops that he could have taken over there. That's what we evaluate. Yarkov is Silka, Nakov is Nishko. Says, what are you talking about? You're saying we're valuing the Yarkov is Silka? So let him just go uproot it and take it with him. What assessment do you need over here? And for the Gemara, but the Lo Mata Yoma Deshuka, it's talking about a case when it's the market day didn't come yet, and therefore it's better for him to leave it over there and just get payment than to go and take it because he's not going to make money off it now. Toshima, so let's try again. To go ahead and to knock off Rava. So far, Rava is good in standing over here. Abaye is not as strong as we'd like him to be. So let's try again. I'm a Kabbal Sadam Bechavir. Someone leases a field from his friend. Vehigia Shavias, and Shavias comes. Shamanlo, we evaluate for him. Says Gemara, Shavias, Mikamafka Ara. What's going on? Is he losing this land because of the fact that the Shemitah comes? No way. It's just us to work the land, but you can hold on to it. So what's the assessment? Says Gemara, Ela Ema. Rather, what do we say? Hamakabas Adam Mechaver, someone leases the land from his friend. Vigi Yovel, it comes. Shamanlo, we make an evaluation for him. Because the laws of Yovel, that you do have to return the land to the owner. So we make an evaluation of here. Vakati, but still, Yovel, Mimufkas Kablanus. Does Yovel remove the land from the lease? Letzmitsa Samar Rachmana. The Torah says that only that the land will not be sold forever. A leased field, which will eventually be returned to its owner, is not included in this law over here. Says Rashi, Mi she'ilule yovel ha'isa nitzmaseis, except for arsel temaka letzmisa, it's not sold forever. Ela'ema. Again, we're trying to figure out exactly what's this question on Rava. Ela'ema halokeach sadam mechaver, someone who leases the land from his friend. Halokeach, someone who buys the field from his friend. Vigia Yovel, and then come hit Yovel, Shamanlo, we evaluate for him, we assess for him. What are we assessing over here? The increased value of the trees that got bigger while he was there during the field, and then we say the owner has to pay the amount to the buyer. So also this guy who was not only by Lokeach, but also by someone who's leasing it, should also get the similar type of payment when it's over. It goes against what Rava said. Vachite mahachinam, and if you want to try to say like, oh yeah, that's it means the greens and the beets. Silka v'yakav yovel efkeru. Beets and greens are hefker during yovel, and there's no reason to have to go and pay them for it. Elalash shevach shikma. We talk about shevach shikma, which goes against what Rav said. It goes like the world of Abaye. Tergama Abaye Aliba de Rava. Abaye comes to the rescue of Rava, which is a beautiful thing to see because it's about emes. It's not about being right over here, right? It's about the efforts of being right. It's about the emes. So he is going to answer for himself and say, you can't compare Yovel. No idea. No comparison. Shiny house, in my case, is different. Tamar Kodapa says, V'yotza Mimkar Bayis. A house that has been sold shall go out during the Yovel year. Mimkar Chozer. What is that telling you? That when it comes to Yovel, that only what was sold goes back to the original Yovel. Shevach Eino Chozer. But the stuff that gets better with it does not go back to him. So you have to return this, but not the Shevach, and therefore you have to give him the Shevach, but that doesn't apply to other areas. First, go on Vinigman Eil. It's going out from there, from that din of Yovel, that a Chocher, right, also, the one who's leasing this land, should get payment for the growth when he returns the leased land, just like he does when he returns the land by Yovel. Says Gemara, Hasim Zim Ayu. But over there, the case of Yovel, it was a total sale. It's a good total sale. V'Yovel, and what does Yovel do? Yovel comes along, and Afkata Demalkehi. Yovel comes along, is a decree, is a gezerah of the Melech, meaning of Hashem. Since the guy owned it, therefore it makes sense you should get from it. But when we lease the property, he never actually owned the property, and therefore we can't learn out from this laws of Yovel that he should be able to get Shevach that comes from that type of property. Rashi points out, Hasus v'mali, hu v'chol kama de Ashvicha Ara Bershu Say Ashavcha. It got better during his time. The Ara the Hadra Mishum de Yovel. He has to go back because of Yovel took it out. Afkata Afkata de Malkahu. Umay de Lopaka Malka Lo Mafka Mimkar Afka Shivcha Lopaka. So for when it comes to the idea of leasing, you shouldn't be getting anything. Rav Papa Kabbalar Las Pasta. Rav Papa story time. He leased the land in order to plant aspasta. Remember, we learned that was food that's used for animal fodder. It's used to be able to feed your animal. Kod chuba tale ki ka mistalek amaluhu havali shivcha. Now, what happened was is that there were Rashi says some chuba ilonas, there were trees that started sprouting up in the land, the palm trees. And then when he was going to leave, when he was done, amaluhu, he said to the owner, havali shivcha, give me the shevach, the value of these palm trees that started shooting up. Amar le Rav Shisha Breid to Rav Idi to Rav Papa. He says to him, Elameata Dikla Va'alim, if you had leased a palm tree and it grew thicker during the time you leased it, Hachanam Debayim Mar Shvache, would you then also say you should get paid for the Shevach of that? Of course not. So here you shouldn't be able to get this stuff that comes up either. Right? Rashi explains, if you only lease a tree for the rights to the fruit, you don't have any claim to get paid for the increase of the thickness of the tree during the time that you went ahead and you rented it. So you're not going to get it for your also valik avakomer if you didn't actually rent it for it at all. So Amalei, a papa, says back, Hasam lavadaitid hachi nachis. There, the renter, he didn't go down with that in mind. In other words, he didn't enter the land understanding that he's going to get something from the growth of the tree. But in this case, I entered in the land thinking that I'm going to get any hana. Whatever comes from it, that's what I'm going to get. Rashi says, that person did it just for the peros. I thought, I went in mind coming in saying, whatever's going to be gained from here, I'm going to get from it. Come on, who's it go? Like Abaye, must go like Abaye. Damer b'shevach shikma, yeishal. That he have a shevach shikma like Abaye, which we said, Rava argued on. Says the Gemara, no, I feel it like Rava. You can even say it holds like Rava that Abaye when it comes to the shikma, and Hasam lesle pseida, because there in the case of the shikma, the leaser didn't get any loss in the fact that the tree grow. Hachi kib pseida, but over here there's a loss from the stuff, the saplings of these palm trees that sprouted because he wasn't able to plow or sow that part of the field. So Papa was saying he should be able to get the value as compensation that he wasn't able to go ahead and to plant the stuff over there. So it could even be going in the world of Rava. You don't vary one way or the other. So Amrele, so if she should sit back, my psadich, what loss did you actually incur over here? What did you lose? Yada de aspasta? For the fact of growing aspasta. So if that's what you want to get, so shkol yada de aspasta vizil, you should get the payment for the place that you could have grown aspasta over there and then get out of here, right? Not that you should go and get anything to do with the deckel that grew up over here, these saplings, what sheiches, that's worth a lot more. You should obviously only get paid for the amount that you weren't able to go and grow over there. Amalei said back to him, Ana korkima rishka rabbi. I could have grown over there saffron, which is the most expensive spice in the world. Rashi says, Ani, you see, megadlam komen karkum shadomi vikarm, which is very, very expensive. Amalei says back to him, Galisa daitik de lemishkal vistaluke about it. He says, Rapapa, with the fact that you're speaking of saffron over here, you're being megali or das that you worked the field with intent on taking the stuff and then leaving. But you aren't planning to leave anything growing in the field. So shkal kurkuma rishka vazil. Take the saffron and get out of here. Ein lecha ela d'me etzim avad. You can't get, all you're going to get over here is the value of the wood alone, but not of the trees that are alive and kicking. Rashi explains in Amalei that mitkamet korkma rishka ravoi shehu dvar haniktzar b'choshanim. In fact, you said you would have put saffron over there, and you didn't say you would have put saplings over there, another decal over there. It means this is something that would have been cut and taken every single year. V'lo amar tano ta'ali hayisi notea ba lemishkal shivchayu galisa daitel. You made it clear over here the lo nachta lo ha'area daitel lemea v'ba mididover kayama. You didn't have in mind to put something that's going to last. Lemisam lei shivchay yamafke that you should get such a shavach. Ela midi d'ta'akri. That means you're going to uproot, you're going to take, you're going to go when it comes time. So go ahead. So take that and then get out of here. Which means to say that whatever you would have been able to grow over there, you could take that, you could leave. It's like the Demei Eitzim, but it's not the actual tree itself. Another story time. Rabbi Barabai Kabel Ira. Rabbi Barabai, he leased a land. He leased a land. Va'adar lei mishunisa. And during the time, some of the dirt on the land like got moved away, and it turned out that there was a rock that was over there that around the area. And kadchu bei zradasa, and there were these trees that started to come through. These type of trees, rashes by himushunisa, samcha bilano shel uzradin, which are known as sorb trees. Kikamistalik, when he was about to go and leave, Amalu Havali Shvachai, he says, give me the Shevach, the improvement that went up, meaning now that it's gone up because of these sorb trees. Amar Papa Mishum Dasisumulai, because you come from those that are have mumin, Rash says me base Eli, Shayim Mishpachas Ru'ua, that it's a bad type of yichus from Eli HaKohen. Harisi Mili Muliasa, you said things that are full of mums. Rashi says, Devarim Gavnunim, Lashon Bemulia, Moi Katan Gavshushis. It's not like a nice Lashon over here. Afilu Rapapa Lo Amar Ella De Isle Pseida. Even Rapapa is not arguing that he should get paid except for that he was going to lose. Hachamai Pseida Islach. Over here, what are you losing? As Rashi points out, Rav Papa had the area of land that was taken up that he could have made saffron over there, right? The boy Rashi says, "Afilu Rav Papa, the boy schar shivcha de taloi de tali de islay pseida shetzam chub b'makom aroy lizria could have planted over b'hacham my pseidaika b'mishunisa in derech lizria." This is like a whole rock formation. There's nothing to be able to grow over there, so you shouldn't have asked for anything. Rav Yosef Avalei lahu shatla. Rav Yosef had a guy who would plant, Rashi says, notea kerem bekarka balabais for a lovelios aris kola yamim for notea mechsel beperos. This guy becomes like a sharecropper over there, and he takes half of the stuff that's over there. So he's going to come make this vineyard, and he's going to be able to get as an aris half of the stuff every year. Shachiv v'shava chamisha chasan vasa. He died, and he left five sons-in-law who wanted to take over. Amar ada idna chadash to chamisha. Ada idna chad. He said, hash to chamisha. Yosef, he said, no. Until now, there was one worker. Now I'm going to be able to get five of them. Ada idna lo havi samcha hadadi v'lo mafsiduli. Hash to chamisha samcha hadadi mafsiduli. Until now, the one wasn't relying on anyone. He was doing the work himself. Therefore, there was no loss here. But now that there's five son-in-law that are doing the job, they're going to rely on each one else to go do the job. And I'm going to end up losing out. So therefore, he didn't want to take them in place of this guy. Amalu, so he said to them, if you accept your payment for the shevach of the karka, and then you leave, everything's great. But if not, then vilo misalikna luch. I'm gonna remove you and not pay you anything. You're not getting anything. Damar Rav Yehuda, v'item Rav Huna, v'item Rav Nachman. Hai shas la deshachav. In the case where the guy who's a planter ends up dying, yarshim delay mistalkin lahu below shivcha. The yarshim leave without getting anything. So therefore, he's like, listen, let's just make this painless over here. I'll pay you out over here. Everything's gonna be great. But if not, you're gonna get nothing. Falav milsahi, but actually it's not true because this actually was never said. Rav Yehuda never said that they're not going to get any sort of shevach over here. Another case, the Hu Shasla, the Adam Elahu, there was a planter who said to the owner, Im Mafsidina Misalakna, if I'm going to cause a loss for you, then I'm out of here. I'm going to go and leave. If Sid, so it ended up happening, he caused him a loss. And that Rashi says, "My de ishbach kfar miu akati havash shivcha." We're still licked to the kamar below shivcha kamar. The planter ruined some of the stuff that he was shevach and mashbiach that he made, but the land was still worth more than it was when he started to work. So Amar Vihuda mistalik below shivcha, he leaves without getting anything for the shevach that came. Avkahana Amar mistalik v'shaka shivcha, he leaves, but he takes the shevach of that he actually did gain. Kura Avkahana. He means I'm going to leave that he would leave without getting kicked out. But he didn't abandon the fact that he's going to get Shevach over here. A mother of Rav Kahana is going to be Modeh, Deyam, or Ipseda Mistalikon below Shivcha, that if he said, Allah enough, if I cause you a loss, I'm going to leave without getting any Shevach, Mistalikon below Shivcha gets nothing. Rava said, even when he says that, Asmachta, he's just an asmachta lokanya. That's the type of lashon we've seen many times. Yeah, you can just rely on this idea. It's an exaggerated claim over here, and it's not kona, it's not true. And Rashi's hachi lo mesalkin and lei lo shevcha. We can't get rid of him without giving him any shevach. Well, the Rav, according to Rav, ma'ishname hadatnam. Why is this any different? Right, because Rav says asmachta and asmachta lokanya. But why is this any different from that which we learned in the Mishnah? Im ovir v'lo avid. If the guy says, if I leave the field and I don't work it at all, Ashalim b'mitva, I'm going to pay you the best of it. I'm going to pay you like 1,000. And we see from this that that it does work. So why here do we not say that the same thing would apply as to pay? Not get it. Hasa my daf said Mishalim. No, but there he's paying for the loss that he's caused by not working the field. Hi, acha, my daf said minakinun lay. Over here, it's whatever he made him lose, we can take off. Idach yavinun lay. But the rest of the stuff that he's supposed to get for increasing the value of the land, he does get. Story time. Story time. Runya Shasla de Ravina. Runya was the planter for Ravina. And Ifsid, he caused him to have a loss. Salke, so he fired him. Also, came in front of Rava. Amalei, my chazi, my covid. Let's take a look and see what he did to me. He fired me. Amalei, Shabri, it's good that he fired you because you're ruining his stuff. Amalei, hello, history, but he didn't give me any asra. Amalei, sit back. Lo tzvichel asra. Since I'm giving you an asra. Rava, the time goes according to his logic. Dama Rava, Rava says, Makri Dardke Shasla Tab. A teacher, one who teaches kids, a planter, a butcher, and a mohel. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Tesman Beis. V'safar Masa and the scribe of the town. The sofer, Kulan Kimosin, they're all considered like they already got Hasra. Kalala de Milsa, the Kalala is Kol Pseida de Lada, any type of Hefseid that you can't get back. Kimosin Romdendom, it's like they're already warned and they're ready to go. And Mufarsha speak out. What's going on over here? That is when you mess up a kid when they're young in terms of their teachings, either they're going to remember that and you messed them up for life, or others explain, no, what it means is that they're not able to get back that time that you ended up messing him over for. The planter, we've explained this right now, you messed up the field. The butcher, you messed up this animal, you can't get it back. The circumciser, you mess up, it can kill him. And the scribe, it can mess up the cloth over there. All these are considered like they're most, and therefore you don't have to go and get it back. Ahu shasal damalu, therefore you can fire. There was a planter who said to the owners, Havali shivchayu, give me my sheva, because the domain of the mesa card, so I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. Remember, this guy, what is he normally get? He gets half of what happens over here. So they split, he plants and he grows everything, he gets half of it. So he says to him, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, give it to me so I can go. So what do? Also, the coming to a papa by Shmuel, he came from a papa by Shmuel to figure out what did you do. So Amalu, he says, "Havali shivchei," give him the shevach. So Amalu Rava, he says, "Back Amalu Rava, ihu ashbach aralo ashbach." What, he's the only one who caused it to grow, but the land didn't cause the stuff to grow. Why should give him half of the stuff? It's going to be, I'm going to lose out. So Amalu, I know Palga the shivchei coming to luck. That's what I meant. I was saying they should get half of the improvement. So Amalu, he says, "I don't eat them," but until now, when he's taking care of the vineyard, have a shaka balabais Palga, the landowner would take half of it. Veshasabag and the other guy got half of it. Hashtabay, let me sub minutes of the reason. Now I have to go, and I don't have a plantain. I have to get a sharecropper now, and then I'm going to lose out because of the fact that I'm going to go up to pay. So why should he get all of that? So Amalei, so he says to him, "River the shivcha kabina." What I mean is, get a quarter of the shivcha gift to him. Some Ravashi, the main Ravashi, wanted to say, "River the hudanka." He thought to maybe explain what we're going to see gets knocked out, but he wanted to say, "What does he mean if he gets a quarter of it?" And really ends up being a sixth of it. Not actually a quarter, but a sixth. How does that work out? The Amar Rav Manumi Breid Rav Nachumi. Ba'asid the Shakal Shatla Palga Varisa Tilsa, in a place where the planter, he takes half, and the sharecropper takes only a third. Hi Shasa the boy list aluke, should a planter, he wants to go and he leaves. Yeah, Vina Lay Shivcha Masalkin Lay, we give him a shavch and he leaves. Kechidlo Nimtiye Hefsid Labalabais, in a way that the landowner is not going to lose out. So Iamar Pishama River Dudanka, if you want to say it comes out that it's a quarter, which really comes out to be a sixth, look at Rashi, he spells out all the math, Shapir, then everything makes sense because the landowner is not going to lose out by giving the planter that amount. Ali Amar Driva Mamash, you say it really means a quarter of the total of the vines that come out to Lipsid Labalabais, Palgadanka. Then it's going to end up messing him out. He's going to lose out a 12th of in this situation. So Rav Acha b'Dor Rav Yosef, Rav Ashi says, "V'leim alei ant minasa dila chavli larisa v'ana minasa dili may debaina avidna be." He says back to him, he says, "Hold on a second. Let the planter sit a landowner. You take 3/4 of the vines and give from your portion the percentage to the arisa, the sharecropper, and I'll take a quarter of the vines and do what I want with my portion, right? So then you're going to pay whatever you're going to pay. I'm going to pay whatever I'm going to pay." Amar says back to him, says, "You know what? Rav Ashi said he liked that because Rav Ashi said, suffer Rav Ashi the memory. He thought maybe to say it should be six, but here he's pulling out, no, it's actually going to be a quarter. He thought, say, kimatas v'shukhtas kachem. When you get the shukhtas kachem, when you get the zvachem, tava, actually, this is such a good question. I liked it so much. Come and ask me the same question over there. Like, come ask me questions. I like the way that you ask those questions, and we can both get sharper together." Gufa zog the heilige Gemara. Amar manuni bereid rav nachumi. Ba'asa the shakel shasla palga varisa tilsa. In a place where the planter takes half, and the sharecropper takes a third. Hi shasla the bay istaluke. If let's say the planter wants to go, yavina le shifchei. You give him the shavach, then he goes. So you do it in a way that the balabais is not going to lose out. Kofa saba palga. Shatfa nara riva. Let's say you have a kofa saba, means it's an aged vine. It gets old and it's no longer producing. Rashi says, Gevin, Shizkina Bekarim, Hareyu Kishar Zmoros. It becomes just like twigs. Shechokam Hemenotamba, Shasla palga. Kishar Peris just becomes like other fruits and it takes half. It goes half and half to give it to Urcha. Since that's the normal way it happens, eventually it dries out, so it's used for wood and it's split. Palga. Shatz v'naira, let's say the river washes away the vineyard. There's no vineyard there anymore, right? He left, you know, early, and he takes a river, and that's what he says here, takes a quarter. There was a guy who mortgaged his vineyard for his friend for 10 years. In other words, this guy owed this guy money, so he said, "Take it, and he's going to get stuff from the vineyard for 10 years. We'll pay out the stuff, his debt." The vineyard got old. Rashi says his skin, it was manashaya roi lekach, it got old, and after about 5 years. And again, that's normal for when that happens. Abai Amar Pera Havi, the dead wood is considered like Pera, and therefore the lender can go and take it. And Rava Amar Karna Havi says, no, it's considered the Karen, part of the land itself. V'ilakach bo karka. Therefore, land should be bought with this stuff. V'uachal peiros, then he goes and eats the peiros of that land that he buys from it. May seve, effect the Gemara. Yavish ilan unixas. Let's say the tree that was given to the lender as a mashkin, it withered up and it died, or let's say it was chopped down. Shneim asurimbo. Both of them, that is the borrower and the lender, are also to get that wood. We saw this. Yeah, le'el ayin test. We saw this earlier in the fine test. Both of them are going to be usher to it. Kate said, yes. So what do they do? Because both of them like, have a stake in it. Neither one of them is mutter to go and chop the tree into logs and use it. If the borrower goes and burns it, then he's taking the keren that the lender gave from it. And if the lender burns it, he's using the borrower's keren because the tree is supposed to go to him once the loan is paid. So Kate says, what do they do? Yamacho lays him, sold it for wood. If you look at him, kakavu by kakavu local paris, then he goes and eats the paris from that karka. My love, yovish dumi the nixas. This is the Bryson not saying of a withered tree, which is similar to that of a tree that was chopped down, and therefore my nixas was mana, just like the tree that was chopped down was cut down in its proper time after it stopped getting fruit. Af yovish was mana, so to the withered one, also is talking about that it's time when it became old and it was died. Katani yilakach bim karka. The Bryson says that land should be bought with it, vu ochel paris, and then he eats the fruit of it. Al makarnavi. We see clearly that this is karen. Because if you want to say that this was actual payros, then the lender would be allowed to go and keep the wood straight up. So he's more low. That's not the way to understand it. Nixas dumi to yavesh. The tree is gets chopped down. You convert it to that which becomes yavesh. My yavesh below zmano. Af nixas below zmano. Just like the withered tree is talking about that it died not its proper time. Af nixas also chopped down. It's not a proper time. Also, while it was still giving fruit. Toshima, let's bring a rai from the Mishnah maybe against Abaye, and that is Naflula Gefanim Vizesim Zakanim. Let's say you have a, where is this? This is Mishnah Suvas. Let's say there's a Yerusha, and you get old vines or olive trees, and they come to her. After them we get married, the father died and gives us to her as a Yerusha. Peep, turn the page of a Kuf Tess. Kofiud. Yamachal ate them, you sell them for wood, v'yilakachbim kark, and you buy kark with it, v'yilachal paris, and he eats the paris from it. Oh, what kumtachois, that the withered trees are considered to be keren, but not peros, and it goes against the bay. So it's like, Gemara, we got two answers. Ema v'hiskinu, say the Mishnah means they became old. Right, in that case, Abai is going to be masculine, but the wood is considered Karen. If you buy the same another, it says, Lav mi okimna lahi, kigon chenafu la besada acheres, the kakalia karna. Right? Didn't we say that that Mishnah is talking about a case where the old trees that fell to this wife were growing in another field, not in her own field? So even according to Abai, the husband can't take them straight up, because if he does, then the wife's Karen is getting eaten, and he doesn't get to eat from the Karen. He only gets to eat from the pears. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.